one of the problems with advice, even from wise people, is the unknown. Like, the wild card. I mean, you understand that some people are outliers. Some people just get lucky, man. I've gotten lucky. I've bought 3-4 houses. Truth is, I was in the right place at the right time. But at the same time, I positioned myself to be there. And that I was playing the game. In other words, to be a good poker player, it helps to be lucky. And you know what helps people get lucky? Playing poker. And so there's some things you can't account for. There's some things that traditional advice, that wisdom don't account for. Like winning the lottery. I mean, how the fuck you put that into a financial plan? But every day, people win the lottery. Some people get drafted into the NFL, and all of a sudden you're making $300,000-$500,000 a year. And you know what hurts? Meeting a guy who made $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 for a decade, and he doesn't have $5 million. He has basically nothing. I've met dozens of guys like that. You know what's rare? Because right now you're thinking, shit, if I made 300, dude, after taxes, I'm going to live on, shit, even if you live on 100, you lived on 10,000 a month and you invested the difference. In a decade, it's millions of dollars. It's called compound interest. I have consistently invested literally almost every single day. Literally. When I say that, like literally. You follow me online. I post day after day after day of what? Dividend payments. $20, $50, $200, $300. Guess what at the end of the month? Rent payments. Dozens. Oh, I don't use that money to live on. I work. I have business. You might drive a car. I worked at a prison. You might work at Walmart. I had a lawn care business. And then I became an affiliate marketer, then an internet marketer. And I would just do whatever the fuck I could do to make money. I've painted houses. Worked at a car wash. I worked at a car dealership. I've delivered papers. I was in the army. You pay me, I'll do it. As long as I don't go to jail. I don't care. Deliver pizza, whatever. Because if you consistently invest every day for a decade, guess what happens? You have a shit ton of money. And guess what happens when you have money? You know what the secret to money is? You know what the big trick to money is? Listen up. Mind blowing. You ready? You want to know the trick to money? You know how I got rich? Listen, you know how I got rich? I never made a lot of money. I've never made a lot of money every month. I've never made $300,000 in a year. Never. Not that was mine, not that was takeaway. You know how I got rich? Compounding. Investing every day. Literally, every day, every week, every month, as much as possible. Shit tons of money. Piles, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $500, $1,000, $10,000, $15,000. Oh my God, every dollar for 4 months went in here. It was $22,000. And guess what? After a while, guess what happens after 3-4 years of doing that? Of you investing in you. Isn't that what the guru always says? But instead of selling you a fucking course, I'm talking about you investing in you. You keeping your money. That's the big investment. It's not a Jesus experience. It's not a going to the top of the mountain. It's not learning to fucking meditate. It's none of that. It's you keeping what is yours. You were already given it from the fucking universe. It's yours. And you invest it. Because you have a 7 to 10 year plan. You don't want to be broke when you're 40. I know a lot of broke 40-year-olds. A lot. Like all of them. All of my friends are broke. They don't think they're broke because they got $50,000. Big fucking deal. You got $50,000. Like that's some money. It's not money. It's nothing. But it is a start. It is that. For sure. You know what makes $50,000 impressive? The one thing that no one knows how to do. And that's to make money with money. Like if you gave me $50,000, guess what I can do with it? Guess what I can do with it most people can't do with it? I can make money with money. Meaning if you give me money and say, hey, here, make money with this money, I can make money. Most people think they can, but they've never actually done that. I do it every day. I share it, I post it, I write books about it, I talk about it every day. I do exactly what I talk about and what I teach, and I've been doing it for a long time. And that's what makes compounding work. Is you keeping what the universe has given you. But guess what? If you play cards enough, if you play poker every day, if you give a shit, if you learn the rules, if you memorize the card patterns, if you memorize what are the statistical odds of this happening, and if I see this card and this card and this card this many times, there's an 85% chance that this could happen. Like you actually took your financial future serious. You actually gave a fuck for just a second. That you actually sat down and thought and put on a piece of paper, how much money do you have? Write it fucking down. And for some people, it's zero. And you know what's worse than that? There's people right now, it's negative 70. They have negative $70,000. Thank you, school. Thank you, education. I now have less than a fucking baby. That should make you mad. That makes me mad. That thoroughly pisses me off. Because that didn't have to happen. If your parents would have had 2 cents, if they'd have thought about it for just a fucking second, if they'd have gave a shit for a fucking minute, 1 minute, I could explain to them how you pay for college. It's right there, it's right in front of you. Anyone can invest, regardless of age or race or financial situation. E-Trade doesn't give a fuck if you're black or Hispanic or like me, born in a trailer park in Arkansas. E-Trade didn't give a fuck. They let me open the account and I put money in AT&T and guess what happened in 3 months? They paid me. I got paid. No one else in my family got paid. Me. Because I put the money in. Now that may seem, some of you right now are going, big deal. It was a big fucking deal. I didn't do anything for the money. And you know what I did for the next year, year and a half? I put every dollar I could find into AT&T. That's not a wise investing strategy. It's not the best way to do it. But you know what happened? Guess what fucking happened? I had a lot of money. And guess what that money was doing me? It was paying me money. And soon, every time AT&T would pay a dividend, they'd send me $1,000. I didn't pay them $1,000. They paid me $1,000. And guess what I kept doing? Working and making money. And then I began to find deals. I began to look for houses, for real estate. And you know what people told me then? Housing's expensive. It's fucking complicated. You can't find houses. And you know what I did? I found houses. I read a book called The Science of Getting Rich. And I decided, you know what? I don't have any college education. I'm poor. I come from the fucking trailer park in Arkansas. I'm going to emulate wealthy people. I'm going to do what rich people do. I'm just going to do it smaller. And so if I post something and it says $300,000 and that's a lot to you, drop a fucking zero. It's $30,000. You do the same thing. And if that's a lot, drop a zero. It's 3,000. And if that's a lot, drop a zero. And it's 300. What other excuse do you have? Give me the next one, dude. At what point do you fucking stop? What point do you stop making excuses for yourself? At what point do you get mad at you? What I want to tell you is you have a duty. You have an obligation. And there is such a thing called fucking honor. But I'm not talking to all men. I'm 49 years old. And I haven't done a lot in this world. I haven't done a lot. Some people may think I have. And there's people in my own family, they don't have much. I'm worth $2.5 million. And every day I wake up, you know what I think? Fuck! And I'm starting over. God damn it. I could have done so much more. Fuck! And I didn't. And you know what? I got lucky, dude. I got lucky so many times, I don't even know how to begin to tell you the things that I did. Looking back, I was so fucking lucky. I was given aces, fucking pocket aces, and then they dealt them on the table. And I didn't go all in. I didn't go all in. Because people around me, prices are too high. You know, there's this problem and that problem. And I didn't go all in. Because the problem with traditional wisdom is wisdom, and a lot of times traditional wisdom, and sometimes the wisdom that I'm going to give you, and sometimes the advice I'm going to give you is the wrong fucking advice, because you're the only one that can bet on you. And sometimes you have to break your own rules, but you have to know you. I can't tell you that. Grant Cardone can't tell you that. God damn it, you're going to have to break the rules for you sometimes. And you're going to ask me and I'm going to say, no, don't do that. Why? Because I don't want you to get hurt. Your financial advisor doesn't want to get fucking sued. He's not going to tell you about a mortgage REIT that pays 17 fucking percent interest and it's paid for the last 9 years, which means what? You're up 300-400 fucking percent. Take your money out. Now it's just house money. It's just a goddamn income stream every year. Why didn't he tell you about that? Why didn't he tell you about oil wells or fucking flipping or wholesaling or starting an Amazon? Like, why didn't anybody tell you about this? Because they're not going to. Excuse me, sir. Would you like to get rich? It's not happening. And what they taught you in high school and in fucking accounting and finance degrees, that shit used to get me excited. I used to get excited when I would meet a kid, literally when I was in my early 40s. Oh, you got a finance degree, dude? Because I'm watching shit on YouTube. I'm reading books. I didn't go to college. I worked. I earned money. I invested money and I got fucking rich. You know how I did it? Over time. Day after fucking day, day. After day, after day, after day, after day, after day. That's how I did it. I don't know, 6-7 years, first year, not a vacation, because we were working. We had houses, were open, they needed to be repaired, and I didn't have the money to hire people because I had too many fucking houses. I had too many houses. I bought too much. I had taken on too much. And so I had to work every day. Guess what happens when you buy too many houses and housing prices go up? You get rich. And it wasn't fucking easy. And it wasn't passive income. And it wasn't this bullshit that I see people talking about. I literally have people contact me and say, hey, I just want to do the residual income thing. How do we do that? I don't want to punch them. It's the stupidest fucking conversation I've ever heard. There's no such thing. What are you talking about? It's all work. The people you emulate, the people you look up to, work their fucking ass off. All of them. You think the Kardashians take the day off? The fucking day off is a TV production. There's never a day off. Everywhere you go, people are fucking with you. Your DMs, there's 10,000 of them. You don't even have friends anymore. and a guy who works 35 hours a week and spends his evenings drinking beer and playing fucking Minecraft has an opinion of what it's like to be an internet celebrity and how easy it must be. Doesn't know a goddamn thing. I know kids that make $60,000 a month. My son has almost 200,000 followers on YouTube, and he has over 500,000 on Instagram. He has friends that make, he's the small guy. He's the fucking little fish, and he makes more than me. He's the little fish. These are children, and they make $60,000, $70,000 a month. And guess what? They work twice as long as you do. These kids are fucking stressed out. You know how hard it is to have people critique you every fucking day? Calling you a faggot? Wishing you death threats? This is the shit that goes on at my house every day. Get fucking anthrax mailed to you because your kid's gay? It's an everyday thing, dude, in the South. It's not cool with everyone. And then guys tell me, yeah, but houses are, they're expensive here. That's your barrier? That's your problem? You know how many people in Afghanistan, Iraq, or Africa would like to change places with you? You can invest with your fucking fingers and you don't. You realize every person right now that's 70 years old that's broke, if they'd this message applied to them then. It's not a secret. The shit that I'm talking about, it's not secret. It's been here in books forever. For as long as I've been alive, the markets have paid 10% annually, compounding. Guess what happens after 10 fucking years if you put money in every day? Guess what you have? Take a wild guess. If you were to do something every single day for 10 consecutive fucking years, guess what it would be a lot of? Do you think if you played the piano every day, every single day, 365 days a year, for 1 hour a day of consistent practice, and you did this over and over and over, guess what happens after 10 years? You're a pretty good piano player. The path to wealth, the path to secret, it's not no big fucking secret. It's called work. People say, well, I want to be a real estate investor. Then work! You have to get the money to do it. You think you get on the LA, you think you make a professional football team casually? No, you're not going to roll up and do fucking passive income, residual income because you thought about it because you saw a goddamn video on YouTube. It's work. And for me, it was mowing yards. It was painting. It was not going on fucking vacation for years. And working and getting over our head, because guess what happens when you get five houses and one needs a roof and the roof is $9,000? You don't get the option not to pay. When you raise your hand, guess what? Raising your hand isn't about residual fucking income. It's about responsibility. That money goes to the guy who raises his hand and says, I'll be responsible for that. That's the real reason people don't do it. It's not the goddamn money. People have money. You're going to spend the money. You're going to make millions of dollars in your lifetime. You could be on fucking welfare. You're going to make millions of dollars in your lifetime. It's the responsibility that comes with keeping it. It hurts. Shit's hard. It's fucking scary. It's scary. But you got to decide. You got to decide. I can't decide it. I already decided. I decided this shit. I actually decided it at 18 years ago. But like other young people, you flip and you flop. And you don't do things the way you started off, or sometimes you lose your momentum or things get in your way. Or Murphy. Sometimes life just comes at you and you lose a job and car breaks down, shit happens. But none of that shit takes your mind off the goal. That doesn't preclude me from looking for houses just because I don't have fucking money for houses. half the people who talk all this shit, if I gave them money tomorrow, wouldn't know what to do. If I gave them $1 million, say, get it all invested, this is how much we had to make. I need to go learn what to do. I know what to do. As much money as they want to hand me. As much money as the universe decides that I'm capable of being responsible for, open up that floodgate, I'll take it. You know, Bible says that some people were given one talent, some people were given five talents, and some people were given 10 talents. It was according to you that we were given that you're held responsible for. This is that part about being, it's your fucking duty. It's your duty.